What is the universal sense of want and ignorance, but the fine innuendo by which the great soul makes its enormous claim? Why do men feel that the natural history of man has never been written, but always he is leaving behind what you have said of him, and it becomes old, and books of metaphysics worthless? The philosophy of 6,000 years has not searched the chambers and magazines of the soul. In its experiments, there have always remained, in the last analysis, a residuum it could not resolve. Man is a stream whose source is hidden. Always our being is descending into us from where we know not whence. The most exact calculator has no prescience that somewhat incalculable may not balk the very next moment. I am constrained every moment to acknowledge a higher origin for events than the will I call mine. As with events, so it is with thoughts. When I watch that flowing river, which out of regions I see not, pause for a season, it streams into me. I see that I am a pensioner, not a cause, but a surprised spectator of this ethereal water. That I desire and look up and put myself in the attitude for reception, but from some alien energy the visions come. Meantime, within man is the soul of the whole, the wise silence, the universal beauty to which every part and particle is equally related, the eternal one, and this deep power in which we exist and whose beatitude is all accessible to us is not only self-sufficient and perfect in every hour, but the act of seeing and the thing seen, the seer and the spectacle, the subject and the object are one. We see the world piece by piece as the sun, the moon, the animal, the tree, but the whole of which these are the shining parts is the soul. It is only by the vision of that wisdom that the horoscope of the ages can be read, and it is only by falling back on our better thoughts, by yielding to the spirit of prophecy, which is innate in every man, that we know what it said. Every man who speaks from that life must sound vain to those who do not dwell in the same thought on their own part. I dare not speak for it. My words do not carry its august sense. They fall short and cold. Only itself can inspire whom it will, and behold, their speech shall be lyrical and sweet, and the universal as the rising of the wind. Yet I desire, even by profound words, if scared I may not use, to indicate the heaven of this deity and to report what hints I have collected of the transcendent simplicity and energy of the highest law. If we consider what happens in conversation, in reveries, in remorse, in times of passion, in surprises, in the instruction of dreams wherein often we see ourselves in masquerade, the droll disguises only magnifying and enhancing a real element and forcing it on our distinct notice, we shall catch many hints that will broaden and lighten into knowledge of the secret of nature. All goes to show that the soul in man is not an organ, but animates and exercises all the organs. It is not a function like the power of memory, of calculation, of comparison, but uses these as hands and feet. Is not a faculty, but a light. Is not the intellect or the will, but the master of the intellect and the will. Is the vast background of our being in which they lie. Our immensity not possessed and that cannot be possessed, from within or from behind, a light shines through us upon things and makes us aware that we are nothing, but the light is all. A man is the facade of a temple wherein all wisdom and all good abide. What we commonly call man, the eating, drinking, planting, counting man, does not, as we know him, represent himself, but misrepresents himself. Him we do not respect, but the soul, whose organ he is, would he let it appear through his action and would make our knees bend? When it breathes through his intellect, it is genius. When it flows through his affection, it is love. After its own law, and not by arithmetic, is the rate of its progress to be computed. The soul's advances are not made by gradation, such as can be represented by motion in a straight line, but rather by ascension of state, such as can be represented by metamorphosis, from the egg to the worm, from the worm to the fly. The growths of genius are of a certain total character that does not advance the elect individual first over Adam, then Richard, and give to each the pain of discovered inferiority. But by every throw of growth, the man expands there where he works, passing at each pulsation classes, populations of men. With each divine impulse, the mind rends the thin rinds of the visible and finite and comes out into eternity and inspires and expires its air. It converses with truths that have always been spoken in the world and becomes conscious of a closer sympathy with Zeno and Arion than with persons in the house. This is the law of moral and of mental gain, the simple rise as by specific levity, not into a particular virtue, but into the region of all the virtues. They are in the spirit which contains them all. The soul is superior to all the particulars of merit. The soul requires purity, but purity is not it. Requires justice, but justice is not that. Requires beneficence, but is somewhat better. So that there is a kind of descent and accommodation felt when we leave speaking of moral nature, to urge a virtue which it enjoins. For to the soul in a pure action, all the virtues are natural and not painfully acquired. Speak to his heart and the man becomes suddenly virtuous. Within the same sentiment is the germ of intellectual growth which obeys the same law. Those who are capable of humility, of justice, of love, of aspiration, are already on a platform that commands the sciences and arts, speech and poetry, action and grace. For whoso dwells in this mortal beatitude does already anticipate those special powers which men prize so highly, just as love does justice to all the gifts of the object beloved. The lover has no talent, no skill, which passes for quite nothing with his enamored maiden, however little she may possess of related faculty. And the heart which abandons itself to the God finds itself related to all its work and will travel a royal road to particular knowledge and powers. For in ascending to this primary and aboriginal sentiment, we have come from our remote station on the circumference instantaneously to the center of the world, where, as in the closet of God, we see causes and anticipate the universe, which is but a slow effect. This is Michelle Blood. I am so moved by this amazing Oversoul essay from Emerson, The Oversoul. Dedicate your life to your soul. Your soul knows how to put the greatness through you, God's grace through you. Dedicate yourself to your soul. Your soul, give your soul respect every day. I am so moved by this book. And I am so happy for you that you are here right now. You have heard this amazing essay. You have listened to this book. You have opened your soul, your heart, your mind to this message to become great. And I say to you, thank you for doing this. God bless you.